Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, I have a weird question for you.
I'd be happy to answer it.
So I have your service at my house, but it seems like when I try to sign into a Verizon account, there's some kind of issue where it just says that I can't even get to the sign-in page. It's almost like the website is blocked, and you know, I was reading a little bit about it, but you know, I don't fully understand it. But it was saying something like Verizon was doing something with like VPNs, like they're blocking certain VPNs and Tors. But I didn't know if that would be anything with you guys, because I know the Home Pass, you know, blocks a lot of you know, bad stuff, and you know, I didn't know if there's like a mix up there or something.
I wouldn't be able to tell you initially. I'd have to look into it. Can I get your name, sir?
Yep, it's Jesse Allen.
Can you spell that for me, the last name real quick for me?
Yep, A-L-L-E-N.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
You said your first name is Jesse?
Yeah, J-E-S-S-E.
What is your service address?
Service address is 16 Edgewood Drive, Saugerties, New York.
That looks like that address is under Linda Kuhl.
Oh, yep, Linda, that's my girlfriend.
Okay, that would make sense. Do you happen to know what email address might be on that account?
Oh, yeah, it's lkuil1321@hotmail.com.
Thank you much for that. And what is the phone number we have on file?
I believe it's mine, 845-750-4786.
No, that's not it.
518-755-5231.
That's the one. Thank you very much for that. Let me look into it on our back-end system, see if there's anything going on for that one.
Okay.
Let's see if anything's being blocked by our VPN this way under guard. Actually, your guard. So guard essentially is what we use to, you know, block certain websites and everything. It looks like guard isn't even enabled with your guys' home pass right now. So it should not be the home pass plume for our Archtop Fiber internet should not be causing any interruptions to sites. Maybe you have like a DNS server set up with your system. I can look into that as well. Give me one second.
All right, cool.
It's the nice thing about having access to all this stuff. I can just look into it. All right. Let me look at your IPv6 real quick, see if anything's set. No, you don't have a DNS set, so everything should be set automatically. So that is very interesting. That might be something to do with Verizon itself. From everything I'm seeing right now, it's shouting, this is a Verizon issue, not a Archtop Fiber issue.
Now, really quick, with the guard, I'm almost positive I do have it enabled. I did, I probably made a mistake before. I did clear it, thinking I was clearing like a cache.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that might be like, because I think I had something like 30,000 events.
Oh, geez. So for something like that, one of the best options I can tell you to do is if you do have guard enabled and you're finding it hard to access a website, temporarily disable guard so that you have access to that website. And if you need to, you can always reactivate it after you're done with it.
All right. So do you think if going in, how long does it usually take to take effect? Like if I were to go in and disable it right now?
It should be almost instantaneously, yes.
Okay. All right. I will give that a shot, and then if there's, you know, that doesn't do anything, then I'll try reaching out to Verizon again.
Understandable. All right, Mr. Allen, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.